With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Former President Joe Biden says he's responsible for Donald Trump's victory in November. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In his first live interview since leaving office, Biden said he was in charge and his party lost, so he takes responsibility. But he also blamed part of Kamala Harris's loss on sexism and racism. Appearing on ABC's The View, the 82-year-old Biden also rejected concerns about his cognitive decline. As for his successor, Biden said Donald Trump has had the worst 100 days any president has ever had. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Vice President J.D. Vance says if colleges and universities in this country discriminate, they should lose their tax-exempt status.
Whether you're discriminating against somebody because they're Jewish or because they're black or because they're white, which does happen in academia, you should not receive federal funding. And the way that I put it is actually quite simple. If you're violating the Civil Rights Act, then you're not going to receive federal funding, and you're not going to receive a federal subsidy via tax exemption.
Vance appeared on the Hugh Hewitt Show on the Salem Radio Network. Saudi Arabia wants U.S. help developing its own civil nuclear program, and the Trump administration says it's, quote, very excited about the idea. U.S.-Saudi cooperation in building reactors for nuclear power plants could shut the Chinese and Russians out of what could be a high-dollar partnership for the American nuclear industry. President Trump is set to visit the kingdom this week. Google will pay $1.5 billion to Texas, settling claims the company collected data on users there without permission. The state's attorney general announced the settlement, saying that several claims that Texas made against the search giant in 2022 related to geolocation and incognito searches. This is SRN News. The Trump administration is calling for more reliance on psychotherapy for transgender youth instead of hormone shots and sex change operations. A report from the Department of Health and Human Services questions the current practices and medical groups that endorse them. The administration's position springs from President Trump's executive order calling for the federal government not to support so-called gender transition for people under the age of 19. The court has put some parts of the president's order on hold. There will be some familiar faces on President Trump's new Religious Liberty Commission. Samaritan's Purse President Franklin Graham is one of them, as is Salem Radio Network talk show host Eric Metaxas. Dr. Ben Carson, who served as Secretary of Housing and Urban Development in the first Trump administration, will be vice chair of the commission behind Chairman Dan Patrick, the Lieutenant Governor of Texas. Other members include Paula White, Dr. Phil, and Cardinal Timothy Dolan. This is SRN News. And now, some lighter fare.
They say every dog has its day, and for a 2-year-old rescued from the East River near the South Street Seaport back in March, Saturday was it. The mutt named Hudson, possibly a Maltese Shih Tzu mix, went home from animal care and control with one of the NYPD Harbor Unit officers who rescued her, Jared DeSalvo.
It presents a unique opportunity for me and my family. We'll be adopting Hudson, and she'll be in good care.
The family already has a 14-year-old Boston Terrier. Julie Walker, New York.
Like mother, like son, Brandi Fields and her son Kyle Fields walked across the stage Friday to accept their master's degree from Texas Christian University. It's the first time that's ever happened in TCU history. Mom got her Executive Master of Business Administration degree, while Kyle got his Master of Liberal Arts degree. Congratulations. This is SRN News.